VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down in 2 weeks. With her announcement Friday, May became the third Conservative leader to fall victim to party divisions over Britain's membership of the European Union. She follows in the footsteps of Margaret Thatcher and David Cameron. Cameron saying Friday he knows the pain May is feeling.
She cared passionately about the job and about the country, and she wanted to serve the public just as I did. And when you come to that moment, you know your time is up. It's extremely hard to take.
The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, also expressing his full respect for the Prime Minister from Brussels.
I don't want to comment. I just want to express my full respect for Theresa May and for a determination in working towards an orderly withdrawal of the United Kingdom. And on our side, we will work exactly in that direction the next few weeks and months.
The process of selecting a new party leader who would then become prime minister will begin the week following May's resignation, though analysts and insiders say that's unlikely to clarify how and when a Brexit deal will be reached. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will increase its military presence in the Middle East with an additional 1,500 troops.
We want to have protection. The Middle East, we're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops, mostly protective, and some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now, and we'll see how, and we'll see what happens.
The president spoke to reporters on the White House lawn as he headed out on a trip to Japan. The U.S. began reinforcing its presence in the Persian Gulf region this month in response to what it said was a threat from Iran. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded in a mosque in the Afghan capital